Good morning. It's January 21st, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. The music you are listening to is The Name Game by Shirley Ellis. And today's topic, you might have guessed, is names. You are a name, not a number. Never forget that. Jane Yolen. My wife left me a note the other day. It was on a post-it, sitting on the kitchen aisle when I came home from a night on call at the hospital. She was out for the morning and I was barely upright, ready to fall in bed when it caught my eye. "Just a heads up, Tony will be here about 9 a.m. He probably won't need to come inside, but he knows where the key in the rock is. Try not to shoot to kill if you wake up to someone upstairs." Now, I'm sure that note made perfect sense to my wife, because my wife is a name person. I, on the other hand, had not a clue who Tony might be. She, on the other hand, knows the first name of every person that she's ever met or ever worked with. To me, I have to admit, these are usually the tree guy, or the AC guy, or the pool guy. I do my best to interact when needed, to be sure, and I say thanks to ask if they need anything whenever I encounter someone working around our house, but I have to be honest, I'm just not good with names. But there's no question being good with names is a wonderful social skill. My wife, Pat, there, see, I can remember names, has some of the best interpersonal interactions with scores of people who I can smile at, but simply have no idea of their names. Knowing someone's name, it turns out, is important. A person's name, when recalled, allows us to bring to mind that whole incredibly complex creation that is a man or woman. When used with them face to face, it imparts the sensation that you think they are more than a number, or worker, or client, or patient, but instead someone with hopes and dreams and problems and issues, just like you have. How important are names? Scripture gives us over 950 names for God. Abba, Daddy, Adonai, my Lord, Advocate, Intercessor, Almighty, Ruler of all, Alpha and Omega, Beginning and End, Ancient of Days, Old One, Anointed, Chosen Messiah, Author of Faith, Creator of Faith, Bread of Life, Jesus, Bridegroom, Jesus Married to Church, Cornerstone, Foundation, Comforter, Holy Spirit, and the list goes on and on and on. Scripture uses these different names because they represent different aspects of the Holy Trinity: God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Knowing someone necessarily includes knowing their name. God knew us and our name before he formed us in the womb, Jeremiah 1:5. That means he knew us before anyone, even before our parents. When you want someone to really listen, you go to the one who knows you the best, right? Maybe that's why prayer is such a good idea. So, names are important for all kinds of reasons. Strive to know people's names whenever possible, realizing that when someone knows your name, it makes you feel a little more validated, and it does the same when you know theirs. While you're at it, study the names of your Creator when you get a chance. It'll help you get to know Him a little better as well. Knowing other people, not to mention God, on a first-name basis, is one of the paths to joy that you can discover. Integrity. A name is the blueprint of the thing we call character. You ask, "What's in a name?" I answer, "Just about everything you do." Morris Mandel. Name. The first letter of a name. I treat it like it wasn't there. Abba, guide us in our study of the Word to learn the many facets of your character. Aid us in making a conscious effort to learn the names of those people with whom we regularly interact, realizing that to do so shows a certain level of respect for them as individuals. Amen.
Billy, bo Billy, banana ran up for Billy, beep, bop, bo Billy, Billy.
I just wanted to show you all that I could remember how to do that. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.